Okay, agenda item seven, City of Salinas and Monterey Regional Municipal. Oh, that's right, Cecile. Forgot. Go ahead.
Thank you, Cecile DiMartini with the Water Board. And I went and checked back on Dr. Wolf's questions regarding the power supply statement in the order. And that section does come straight from the Title 22. But in speaking with the discharger, they actually do have a power backup system. And they have a 24-hour on-site operator as well as a front desk staff. I guess it would be something for the California Code of Regulations to go back and modify, and it does make a lot more sense to have that as a must as opposed to an or. And then your second, the second question regarding the updated wastewater provisions can be answered by Harvey here. He has a little more insight on that.
Sure. Mr. Jeffries.
The sure. Two statements you just made, Cecile.
Yes, sir.
The backup power, is it a battery backup? Is it an alternate generator?
I'm going to ask the operators here, and he can give you a little better detail
on
that.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Then my second part is you addressed is that you said they have a 24-hour operator
on site. Is
so they have 24/7 coverage
at least by two
365 days a year.
Well, that part I'm not sure. I would definitely double check on that part. And they're here, so that we can definitely ask that question.
I'm Lee Fudegard, the operator. And we have a generator, emergency generator with the transfer switch. And we also have battery backup for the computer to be able to send out the email alarms. So that will operate in the interim of the transfer switch coming online, which then continues pumps running and continues the plant power.
Do you have routines that you periodically run that?
Yes.
Fail it? And what is the duration of your routines?
10 minutes. We usually run it 10 minutes monthly.
What, you run on a monthly basis?
Yes.
You shut the power off?
Yes.
Okay. And what is your delay time for your generator to kick in?
I think it's 5 or 10 minutes. I'm not positive, but it's just a few minutes.
And do you have battery backup with that as well to cover the duration?
For the alarms.
For the alarms?
Yes.
Okay. And are those batteries, how are they recharged?
They're the computer batteries, and then there's also some batteries in the SCADA pack. There's like an RTU, and it has, and they're recharged by a DC.
Okay.
Charger.
Through converter.
Yeah.
AC to DC.
Right.
All right. And your operator?
Yes.
The operator?
Yeah, I'm the chief operator.
Are you covered 24/7, 365?
There's a, Cosano is a resort, and he lives on site in a trailer there on site. So if there's an alarm, he can get to it. He's not at the plant 24/7, but he's on site on the property.
On vacation, who monitors it?
Well, they have backup. I'll let him answer. This is the general manager.
Yeah. Hi, my name is Trevor Bridge, general manager of Costanoa. If he were on vacation, we would have our facilities manager, who also lives on site in a RV, and he would respond to an alarm.
Thank you.
Dr. Wolf, any question?
And it's a question for staff. And what does it take to change Title 22 or Division 4, Chapter 3 section, because it's technically flawed?
I haven't ventured off on that, but I'm sure it's a matter of going up to the state.
I know it's a big question, but is that something that has to be brought up to the state? And
it's a state regulation, but Jessica, why don't you?
Yes, it would have to first be proposed in-house as a regulatory change, which would then have to go through the governor's office for approval. And up after that, it would have to go through to the legislature and be voted on.
And then it's an engineering issue, not a political issue.
Wait, is it statute or regulations are we talking about?
It's the California Code of Regulations, right?
CCR.
Regulations. So it's regulations. It's we can't process. We process. We don't normally process regulations, but we can process regulations through Office of Administrative Law. That's what I'm asking. Is it statute or is it regulations like we would adopt regulations?
No, they're not adoptions that we would regulate.
Okay. All right. Okay.
Okay.
And thank you for spending time clarifying the issue.
And okay. Did you want to hear Harvey's?
Yes, please.
Harvey Packard of Board Staff. So Dr. Wolf's recollection is correct. For NPDES permits, we revised what we call the standard provisions that go out with each permit. And as the board adopts each new or updated NPDES permit, those will be implemented. With the WDRs, we have a little more flexibility, and our plan is a little bit different. What we'd like to do is have the board adopt those standard provisions as a standalone order that will affect all active waste discharge requirements. We can't do that with NPDES, but we can with WDRs. It's a little bit farther behind within NPDES, but it is on schedule eventually to come before the board as a board action to adopt the standard provisions and at the same time revise all the individual WDRs to take that into account.
Okay, thank you, Harvey. All right. We have an order. We just need a motion.
Move.
Okay. Second. Dr. Wolf, all those in favor of adopting order number R3-2013-0010.
Aye.
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 Any opposed? Okay, motion carries unanimously. Thank you very much.